And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, October the 6th, 2011. It's the birthday of the spy novelist Joseph Finder, born 1958 in Chicago, but lived all over the world. His first language was Farsi, which he learned as a boy in Kabul, Afghanistan. Went to Yale, majored in Russian studies, went to work for the CIA, then wrote a nonfiction expose called Red Carpet about ties between the Kremlin and some powerful American businessmen. First novel was The Moscow Club in 1991. It's German-American Day today. It was on this date in 1683. William Penn brought the first group of German settlers to America, to Pennsylvania. 13 of them from the Lower Rhine Valley, most of them Quakers or Mennonites. They came to Pennsylvania and founded the settlement Germantown. It was on this date, 1945, a Greek tavern owner in Chicago named William Cyanis was thrown out of Wrigley Field in Chicago for trying to bring a goat to a game. It was the World Series, and the Chicago Cubs were up 2-1 over the Detroit Tigers. Cyanis had a tavern across the street from the ballpark. He thought the goat would bring the team good luck, so he bought 2 tickets, one for him, one for the goat, whose name was Murphy. They wouldn't let him into the ballpark because they said the goat stinks. And according to legend, William Cyanis then cursed the team. The Cubs went on to lose the next 3 games, and they have not appeared in a World Series ever since. And it was on this date, 1927, the movie The Jazz Singer was released, starring Al Jolson, based on a short story, The Day of Atonement, a story of a young Jewish man who defies his father, a cantor, and becomes an entertainer. It was the first movie to include talking along with the musical numbers. 17 minutes into the picture, Al Jolson says, wait a minute, you ain't heard nothing yet. And it was a big hit for the Warner Brothers studio. Here's a poem for today by Willa Schneeberg, entitled Spilled Milk. I can still hear the clink of the milk bottles he brought home 10 in the morning after he made his deliveries for Borden's. 35 years they never gave him off a Jewish holiday. The goy he asked to do his shift on Yom Kippur refused, and the next day he dropped dead. They called it a Jewish curse. Then they stepped all over each other to work for him. What could I do after his stroke? I put him in a nursing home. He knows me, but can't talk anymore. 50 years we lived together. He would never weep in front of me. Now, all the time, his eyes are tearing, but there is no more Morris to cry. Lovemaking wasn't so easy between us in the early years. We both felt guilty. We thought we weren't supposed to enjoy it, and I was always worried about becoming pregnant. Later on, we worried the children would hear. But after they grew up and moved out, and I couldn't bear any more, we began to have fun. It wasn't always before going to sleep, either. Sometimes during breakfast, he would say, let's go, and roll his eyes up to the bedroom. Luba, he would say, I'll help you take out the hairpins. Spilled Milk by Willa Schneeberg from In the Margins of the World, published by Plainview Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, you can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly Editor's Podcast at poetryfoundation.org. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices, at novonordisk-us.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vedder, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.